Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here at the piano in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, takes a well-known melody, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Barbara Gaydon is on the phone from Richmond, Virginia. Barbara, hi.
Hi. How are you, Fred?
I'm doing great. And actually, before we go any further, this is, I have to say, a reunion.
It is.
Because, Barbara, you knew Bruce where and when?
Bruce and I were students together at Juilliard. I don't really like to say how long ago because it will date us both, but I graduated in 1976.
And Barbara, you're several things in life. I know you have a musical background and you're still a musician, right?
I am. I'm a part-time player with the Richmond Symphony, so mm-hmm. I'm still playing professionally. And I've been a part-time member of the symphony for about 17 or 18 years, 5 years prior as a substitute.
But you have another job in Richmond, too.
I have a day job. I am a judge in Richmond General District Court. I have been a judge for 9 years and practiced law here in Richmond for 18 years before that.
Wow. Now, after Bruce plays his puzzler and after you start guessing, if you disagree with Bruce, can you just issue a ruling?
I can hold him in contempt. Although I think he's beyond my jurisdiction, I will say that.
In more ways than one.
Well, let's see what happens, Barbara. Bruce has a piano puzzler picked out for you. Your job, of course, to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Are you all set?
I am. I'm a little nervous, but I'm
all
ready.
Right. Well, let's see what happens. Barbara, here's Bruce Adolph, your old friend, with your piano puzzler.
Oh, well, I hope that means you recognize something.
Oh, I recognize the composer right off the bat.
Oh, good.
Stravinsky.
Yes.
It's a quote from The Rite of Spring.
Absolutely.
And I have to say I've played that piece a number of times. But the problem then is I start listening to that and I get distracted and I'm having trouble with the tune.
Right. Well, it's good that you got Stravinsky out of the way.
Yeah.
And it's from Spring Rounds, you know. And I figured you would have played that if you've been playing cello all these years. And maybe I'll start right where the tune comes in, because the first...
Yeah, I think I know.
Really?
All right,
let me just play a little bit of the tune.
Yeah,
and then we'll
please.
See. What do you think?
Thank goodness for Pops concerts. Caravan?
You know, I think you have been the fastest contestant in six years. Yeah, no, it is.
It took me a while.
No, it didn't.
No, I was not getting that the first time. There was something familiar about it. I finally the first time you played it, I just had to take the phone away from my ear for a minute, so I didn't listen to Stravinsky as much.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, in the real Stravinsky, and I'm saying this for everybody because you obviously know this, there's this little passage. And this part, which is from The Caravan, is very similar to it. That's what gave me the idea, except these E naturals.
Right.
They just stick out of the Stravinsky and ruin his modal writing at that point.
Now, Bruce, for people who may not know the tune, could you play just the tune from Caravan so we can recognize that by itself?
Yes. And that is really weird right there. If you know your music, you know it's weird. And if you don't, I can't explain that to you right now.
Right.
But it's not a chromatic scale, and it's not any particular scale. It is a little twisted at the end.
So the tune is Caravan,
yes.
And you've rewritten it in the style of Igor Stravinsky, borrowing passages from the Spring Round from the Rite of Spring.
That's right. Many of the puzzlers are actually quodlibets. They're at least two pieces put together in some kind of puzzle.
Well, Barbara, you did amazingly well. Did you do some kind of preparation for playing the piano puzzler?
Well, I have a new iPad. And I downloaded podcasts of the Piano Puzzler for the last few months, and I can listen to about 6 or 7 in a session on my treadmill downstairs. So I've been getting in shape and listening to the Piano Puzzler.
But you don't do that while you're in court, do you?
No.
Well, Barbara, for playing the Piano Puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score to that Piano Puzzler signed by your friend, Bruce Adolph himself.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
So that's on the way. And Barbara, you played wonderfully. What's your public radio station?
WCVE, Richmond, Virginia.
Barbara Gaydon from Richmond, Virginia, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you. And thanks, Bruce.
Thank you. It's great to hear from you again.
Good to talk to you, too.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.